everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you along with my buddy John. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Monday. It's April 25th, 2022. In our 12th year with the radio project already, the Buckmaster Show broadcasts from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. We have our worldwide live listening podcasts and all of the show archive at buckmastershow.com. We piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com, so you can really hear the program live either on my website or through kvoi.com. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985. I believe that Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. I think I've got a lot of company. Moe has a lot of customers in this town. People have been with him for decades, like myself. Everybody comes away satisfied. Come in and do your work in person, or if you want to do a design session over electronically, they can do that as well. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers is here, well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm very well.
John Munger is here as well, also well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, former chair of the Republican Party in Arizona. John, how was your weekend?
Oh, another wonderful weekend.
It was a nice, cool.
A bunch of family in. It was
coolness.
Great.
There was coolness in the air, which is quickly going to be dissipating.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think
yes,
that might be the last kind of cool, moderately coolish weekend that we're going to be having for a long time. Right now, the Senate, Jeff, is going to be taking up this whole issue of aid for Ukraine. And there's some question that this may have a tough time passing the Senate because Republicans may want to get immigration somehow involved with this. So certainly the Ukrainians need the support.
They certainly do, and we need to do everything we possibly can to help them out, and because they're certainly showing the backbone and the fight to take it to the Russians, and I think we really owe it to Europe and the rest of the world to give them every weapon we possibly can, and I think we'll end up doing that. I think we'll get a broad base of support. And you know, I hate to see legislation tied together with things that are unrelated. I mean, the Senate needs to just absolutely focus on this one issue and take up immigration as a separate issue. Certainly, there's a lot of fixes that need to be done to our immigration system. One of them is we need to increase legal immigration. I mean, we are just not reproducing rapidly enough to fill job spots. And the easy answer to that is immigration. And there are an awful lot of hardworking people who would love to come to America, whether it's on a temporary visa, work visa, or whether it's, you know, on something more permanent. But, you know, that's the answer to our immigration problems. It's also the answer to our job problems right now. We can't fill the jobs. We have unemployment is now at a historic rate of lowest in 50 years. We have the fewest unemployment insurance applicants week after week after week for the last 50 years as well. So a 50-year low in that area as well. So, you know, this economy is humming along, maybe humming a little too fast with causing a little bit of inflation, but we're not going to solve our worker shortage without immigration, legal immigration, I might add.
John, can Ukraine beat Russia militarily?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. All of the generals are saying that I'm hearing are saying Ukraine can beat Russia. Russia's got a problem. They're now running short of troops. They're calling in untrained conscripts who've never worked with their units before, which creates a real problem within the for the troops They've got a real problem in the supply chains. The Ukrainians are now getting all the weapons. They're getting helicopters, tanks, all the weapons. We've knocked out 2,000 Russian tanks.
Wow.
179 aircraft, 25,000 Russian soldiers, which they've
killed half a dozen of their leading military generals and other high-ranking officials.
Yeah,
too.
But they're
they've lost more soldiers, more dead than in their Afghan war. The Russians were in Afghanistan for at least a decade. They've lost more soldiers than, and look, in, what is this, a couple of months?
Yeah.
I think the Russians are in trouble. And I think that, that one of the generals said that, this is a four-star American general, recently retired, said, look, the doctrine is if you lose 33% of your troops, you basically are in deep trouble. You're not in position to attack. The Russians have lost that, and they're in deep trouble.
You got to have some victory, though, for Putin to walk away from this, Jeff.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier that May 9th is apparently a big
day. That's a big holiday. It marks the end of World War II for the Russians.
For the Russians, yes. Yeah. So the rumors are that he wants some kind of victory in his pocket by that date so that he can have a parade and declare victory. I'm not sure what that victory is going to look like because, the Ukrainians are really proving to be pretty formidable fighters right now, and we've had near universal acceptance of the fact that every European country that can and is providing arms, including Germany, which is a bit of a surprise. But one factor that does favor Russia a little bit on this eastern flank is that they don't have to maintain as long as supply lines because they're right there on the border of Russia. So their logistics are a little bit better suited to where they're in the fighting in the Donbass region and that eastern Ukraine area. So, you know, perhaps he'll try to take control of a slither of that area of Ukraine and then to call that a victory, say that he's protected the Russian speakers from the Ukrainians or something imaginary like that.
Yeah, the problem is the Russians might just go for that eastern area of the Donbass and create a land bridge down to the Crimea. But the problem is the Ukrainians are never going to give up.
Yep.
The Russians the Russians may take that, but they're always going to be under attack. I think the Ukrainians are in pretty good shape given where they started. And I think that the Russians are in trouble. They're going to have to, as Jeff has indicated, take that Donbass maybe at best and then try to walk away. But the Ukrainians are never going to let them walk away. There's going to be a fight there forever.
Yeah. What about Jeff's remarks about immigration? Jeff says this is an issue that should not be commingled in the Senate with Ukrainian aid.
Well, I would agree with that. I think we need to get the Ukrainian aid. They're not going to pass an immigration bill that'll solve this problem, the horrible immigration problem that Biden has created all by himself. They're not going to get that requires a very comprehensive plan, and they're not going to be able to develop a comprehensive plan soon enough to solve this problem. That's a 6 month or a year problem.
You're saying it's all been on Biden's shoulders?
The immigration problem? Of course it is.
Jeff, has it?
No, I don't think so. I think it ebbs and flows. We have we have periods of time where more people cross the border than others, and it just ebbs and flows depending upon the economy, depending upon, you know, when there are no jobs in America, people don't cross the border to try to get jobs because there aren't any jobs. Right now, there are a lot of jobs being, and so that's kind of encouraging economic migration into the United States. And I agree, we need a comprehensive solution to this. Something like, you know, we came together during the Bush administration, during the Reagan administration, and we came up with a bipartisan bills that where nobody got everything they wanted, but everybody got a little of what they wanted, and we managed to solve the problem for in the short term at least. And I would like to see some bipartisanship here. I mean, you know, we're going to agree to disagree about certain things, but I think we've got to find a middle common ground and quit playing politics with immigration issues.
Well,
I don't think the Republicans are capable of doing that until after the election.
I think that the aid for Ukraine will pass. There may be a few people who try to stop it with this immigration, but all the Democrats and most of the Republicans are going to vote for aid to the Ukraine. They understand exactly what I've said, that this problem, immigration problem, can't be solved on a short-term fix. That getting back to the cause of the problem, remember when Trump was in office, we had a border wall going up. It was over half complete. Biden stopped that. We had the wait in Mexico rule, which Biden has ignored, even though Biden is under court order to make the immigrants wait in Mexico, and he's ignoring the courts, which is a violation of constitutional law. You have millions of immigrants coming in now across the border. And our border patrol people are just babysitting these people. They can no longer stop the drugs. We have almost a million gotaways coming across the border that couldn't be stopped. That is a huge national security problem. The number of people coming in from all over the world who are sitting in cells ready to act against the United States. Biden has single-handedly created a national security problem, and the public knows it.
All right, we're going to pause right here to talk about Mona's. Have you been up to Mona's Danish Bakery recently, Jeff Rogers?
Oh, I haven't been up there in several weeks, probably been about 3 weeks.
You need to do a Mona's run.
Right.
And so, John, I don't know if you've been up there. I know you've been doing other things, but Mona's Danish Bakery would taste real good right now.
Oh, yeah. Mona's is the best. I swear by Mona's. I was up there about a week ago.
Okay.
And did I tell you about the chocolate rum truffles?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Did not know about
that. I had one of these chocolate rum truffles up there. They are to die for.
Wow.
And you
call it the truffles.
Yeah, it's a ball made up of...
Oh, I've seen those in the bakery case.
Rum, chocolate inside, and then dark chocolate around the top. Oh,
whoa.
My goodness.
Whoa.
There to die
for. Rather tempting.
Yeah, introducing...
I talked to Steve up there.
Yeah,
and,
introducing a new item here that we've not talked about.
Those are just too good to be true.
Well, thank you for telling us about that. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They open Tuesday through Sunday at 6:30 for breakfast. And, of course, they do lunch as well. They got an extensive lunch menu. Their website's monasdanishbakery.com. When we return with our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, we'll ask Jeff Rogers and John Munger, I'm sure, will have something to say about it. How in the world do the Democrats avoid a bloodbath in the midterm elections? That's next. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
This is Kate Delaney. Tune in later tonight as we talk about everything that happened throughout your day. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is The Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off featuring today Jeff Rogers and John Munger. Mr. Munger seated to my right, Jeff Rogers to my left. That gives you a little bit of an idea of their political leanings. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presents our Monday political face-off, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and on the web at moesgallery.com. Jeff and John, looking at the last 19 midterm elections since World War II, boy, I'll tell you, Dems, Jeff, have an uphill battle. Let's see. The over that period, the average has been the party in power has lost more than 25 House seats and about four Senate seats in the midterms. Facing that prospect, it might be Republicans definitely controlling both houses.
Well, I think that the Republicans are probably going to take the House. I don't think it'll be by that wide a margin. You know, the way these districts are now drawn, they're so partisan one way or the other that there really aren't that many competitive districts left anymore. And so, you know, I think here in Arizona, the Republicans might pick up a district. But I look at probably us losing the House by about 20 seats. It could be maybe 25, but I don't see it being any more than that. And the Senate is in play. And that's partially in play because of the fact that we have very good Senate candidates and the Republicans have some really kind of dangerous candidates. And I'm speaking of...
Classic Democrat. If you're a Republican, you're dangerous.
No. Speaking as if I were a Republican, they're dangerous candidates in that if they win the primaries... then they could be beatable by good example is Eric Greitens of Missouri. The guy has been accused of abusing his wife. He was criminally charged when he was the attorney general or something and had to resign from office.
So you're saying dangerous in that they would face a real challenge
the Republicans could lose some seats because of mm-hmm. some of these kinds of candidates because of this race to the right and race to be Trumpier than the other candidates. And yet you have better candidates who could probably have a better chance of winning a general election. Like, for instance, in Ohio, Josh Mandel, very conservative guy, but Trump didn't endorse him. And instead, it's this J.D. Vance who got the Trump endorsement, and he was way behind the other candidate. And so I think Vance will be a dangerous candidate for the Republicans in a general election against a Democrat, whereas Mandel would probably handily win Ohio. And so there's a sense in which, you know, I always believe there's a bit of a race to the middle after a primary, and some of these people are incapable of getting to the middle. And we have our own candidates like that as well. I mean, it's the one thing I kind of disagree with Elizabeth Warren on is that you know, she wants to cater more to our base, to the most liberal parts of our base. And that's not how we won the presidency. We won the presidency by putting up somebody who was more of a moderate.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden.
I would tend to agree with you.
And Biden can't be held hostage by the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party if we are to pick up some Senate seats and if we are to win again in 2024.
Mr. Munger.
Biden is not a moderate. Biden's approval rate right now is 33%, which is the lowest of any president in modern history. And I would say that our wins, Jeff is pegging it at 40 seats, 25 mm-hmm. to 40. Mm-hmm. I would say we're going to be closer to 60.
Wow.
We won, I'm not saying we'll win 60 seats, but...
towards 60 or...
Highly competitive.
Okay.
We remember after Barack Obama, the Republicans won 63 seats in 2010
in Obama's first midterm
election. So I say we're gonna be up between, you know, ballpark 45, 60 seats. Now the Senate is a tougher thing. The Democrats have. The Republicans have, I think it's something like twice or three times the number of Senate candidates running this term as
the Republicans have twice as many of our candidates defending.
So it's going to be harder
that is uphill.
For us to pick up seats. But I think we're going to get Maggie Hassan's seat in New Hampshire. I think we're going to win that Georgia seat back. I think for the first time, and I wouldn't have said this a year ago, I think Mark Kelly is vulnerable.
I wondered what you thought about Kelly.
I think he's vulnerable. I don't think that it's a clear win.
No done deal there.
No, that's going to be a tough race. Mm. But I think the seats in Nevada is open. I'd be surprised if we won four seats, if we won the average.
Mm.
I'd be happy with one or two.
Jeff, what about Kelly? I wanted to ask you about that.
I think he's a very strong candidate.
Who will he run against?
Who will win that primary?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Brnovich is going to win that, John?
Well, we've got some strong candidates. Brnovich is running. You've got this new Major General Mick somebody.
The former
head of the National Guard.
McGuire, is it?
Mick McGuire.
Yeah, the former head of the National Guard.
You've got some good candidates running. But we'll see how that coalesces. I don't think we're going to pick up four seats. I think maybe one or two. But all we need is one or two to change the Senate. But we're going to control the House. I think Biden has created such a disaster for the Democratic Party that they're just in a world of hurt. And they don't have a bench. They just don't have a bench for 2024 at all. So we're focusing on 22. We're going to control that House. And that's the key to this whole thing. We're going to be able to stop Biden's crazy politics. Biden has been adopting the progressive AOC program, Bernie Sanders wacko program, and has created everything in this country is in chaos. And Jeff, it's because of Joe Biden.
Jeff, someone is going to have to emerge for 2024.
And I don't know who that's going to be. I think it's kind of wide open.
Yeah,
and
I would
maybe
agree.
It's time for some fresh faces. I will agree.
Yeah, certainly
the Democratic
is.
Party needs a next generation to step up. And
I agree.
Some fresh faces.
I agree. Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much. Hope you both have a great week. John, have a good vacation.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com. We'll take a break right here. Buckmaster on a Monday continues right after this.
Dine-in or take-out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade. Using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana. Plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Discover your world inside Biosphere 2. Explore living, breathing scientific research. Using the new Biosphere 2 Experience app, you can now explore one of the wonders of the world's amazing 30-year history and future through never-before-seen videos and photos. Visit today at info@biosphere2.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/business. Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, in their 51st year, they're open daily over at 3384 East River Road. What a popular time of year to be over at Green Things. Of course, the weather has just been this weekend with that hint of kind of a coolness still in the air. What a great weekend it was to do some gardening and go by Green Things. Their 13-acre site has everything you need for the garden. And if you have any questions, they have the most knowledgeable staff that can point you in the right direction for your garden. Also, they have the wonderful merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe, much of it handcrafted at Zocalo Village, which is on site. Here are a couple of websites for you, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, and we will be utilizing the live line here for the next couple of segments with our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Andrew Weil Endowed Chair in Integrative Medicine and the Executive Director of the Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, where Dr. Mazes is also a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. She's internationally renowned and recognized as a leader in integrative health and is committed to health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her website, victoriamazesmd.com, or follow her on Twitter at vmazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I am doing well, and I just have to say it was a glorious weekend.
Wasn't it beautiful? Did you go out and do some hiking?
I actually went out to Patagonia and went kayaking. It was just a beautiful day to be out on the water.
Yeah, real nice. Nice to get a little taste of the water here in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's for those that haven't been following social media very closely, one of the hottest videos that appear on social media, some of them garnering over 400 million views, crammed with suggestions for cucumber, ginger juices, boiled apples, bone broth in the morning, sweet potato soups at night, all aimed at a shortcut to better digestive health.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And I think it gets to a fundamental point of how very important the gut is to our health. In fact, Hippocrates, who we consider the father of medicine some 2,000 years ago, said all disease begins in the gut. So the social media has it right. I think where I might diverge a bit is that their suggestions are often quick fixes, and it's not necessarily a quick fix when it comes to the gut.
Yeah, I mean, some of these drinks that are being talked about, aloe vera juice and other things like that, not necessarily, we don't know, I guess, what effect drinking extra virgin olive oil every day, I guess, would have on you, but maybe this is not the right place for someone that wants to have better digestive health to begin. And maybe you could kind of talk about where folks might find a sensible solution.
Yeah, so So I do think that paying attention to our guts, which, you know, I know we're on air, but that also means our bowel movement.
Oh, yes.
Do we feel bloated? Do we feel blah? Do we feel uncomfortable after we eat? Paying attention to all of this makes a really significant difference. And there are things you can do that improve gut health, and there are things you can do that will worsen gut health. So from an integrative medicine approach, this is really important. Some of it is what your grandmother would have told you, which is eat lots of vegetables and get your fiber. And of course, drink lots of water. And some of it is really new science. For example, the importance of fermented food.
Yeah, what do you mean by the fermented food? I've heard others talk about this. What are we talking about?
Well, many cultures have traditions of eating fermented foods like yogurt, which will have live bacteria, lactobacilli. You sometimes see that on the back in the ingredients. Kimchi, which comes from the Korean tradition, sauerkraut, all of these foods, pickles, if they're live pickles, so not the ones that you get on the shelf, but in the refrigerator section. People are now enjoying kombucha. Each of these are fermented foods, which means that they have live bacterial cultures that are actually health promoting. And when you eat or drink, you know, in the case of the beverages, it turns out that they give you a more diverse microbiome, which means that there are a wider variety of organisms in the microbiome when they're measured in the lab.
So what would be some symptoms of someone that's having some poor gut health, Dr. Mazes?
Well, it could really vary. But for example, when people have more gut microbiome diversity, they have less likelihood of developing obesity. They have less type 2 diabetes. So it seems clear that having a diverse microbiome, having a lot of different organisms, is linked to good health.
How do you know if you've got good gut health? And I know some of this does go back to your particular or your stool sample, right?
Yes. I mean, yes. So there is a handy little chart that one can look up on the internet called the Bristol from Bristol, England, Bristol Stool Chart, and it will show you. They're pictures, but they're not photographs. So they're just descriptions, essentially, or classifications of different ways that your bowel movement could appear. And there are clearly ones that are considered healthier. So healthier would be looking more like a snake, smooth, easy to pass, long, as opposed to looking like a bunch of peanuts, for example. And so one sign is absolutely what is the quality of your bowel movement. But also if you have unexplained abdominal pain, if you're frequently constipated or you have the runs or just really feeling sluggish, all of those can be signs that you don't have a healthy microbiome. We now actually have microbiome testing. It's still a bit in its early stages, but I think that for example, 10 years from now, for sure, that will be something that we do include in our assessment of people's health.
Irritable bowel syndrome, and there are two ways to go with IBS. There's those that suffer from the diarrhea end of it and those that suffer from constipation. It really is a diagnosis that millions of men and women in this country, Dr. Mazes, deal with at one time or another. And this really is linked back to gut health, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of people, as you say, you know, have this. Some people believe that it is increasing because of the processed foods that we eat, the packaged foods, a lot of these foods have additives in them that are not good for us. For example, they have emulsifiers like carrageenan. In animals, we give carrageenan to induce an even worse bowel disease called inflammatory bowel disease. They often have artificial sweeteners, things like aspartame, which we know can negatively impact the microbiome. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do. We already mentioned fermented foods. That is just coming away as a really key thing to do to improve your gut health, and several servings a day. So, for example, you might have some yogurt for breakfast, and then maybe you would have a kombucha as a beverage later in the day. Maybe you'd add some kimchi to your dinner, and that would give you a good amount, you know, through the course of the day. But fiber as well. You want to increase the fiber in your diet, and you could do this by eating nuts or beans. Lots of vegetables are rich sources of fiber. Then there's fiber supplements like Citracell or Metamucil. There's flaxseed that people could add to the diet. The thing about fiber is that if you have not had much fiber in your diet and you suddenly start, for example, adding two heaping tablespoons of flaxseed, you're probably going to feel bloated and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you want to go slow. You want to slowly build up the fiber.
Before we take the break, kombucha, what is that, Dr. Mazes?
It's a fermented beverage, and it's made from tea. So you get the benefit of tea, as well as the benefit from the bacteria that grow over time as the beverage is fermented. And you can make it on your own. There's lots of instructions on the internet, and there are books that tell you how to do it. Or you can buy commercial sources of it, and it'll be in the refrigerated section of your grocery store.
Mm. I learn something every day. And especially when I have you on the program, Dr. Mazes. Always good information. We'll take a break right here. More with Dr. Victoria Mazes on The Buckmaster Show.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the DoubleTree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter.
please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
This is John Trout. Catch me every weekday morning at 5 before Wake Up Tucson with America in the Morning. Breaking news, weather, politics, and sports on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The Silver City Blues Festival is back this year over the Memorial Day weekend. It is one of the Southwest premier blues festival. The Silver City Blues Festival features some of the brightest rising stars of blues, but also classic and respected performers who have toured the world. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for what to do, and there are all sorts of great activities and where to stay. There are all sorts of wonderful places to stay as well, and it's only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We go back to the live line, and Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Andrew Weil Endowed Chair in Integrative Medicine and the Executive Director of the Weil Center at the University of Arizona. Before we leave our discussion on gut health and how to have better digestive health, we should talk about probiotics as a supplement. It is a very confusing, and some might say, Dr. Mazes, a real minefield when you're trying to figure out what would be the best choice for a probiotic on a daily basis.
I agree. I think it can be very confusing for people, and I usually recommend that people use the probiotics that were studied for different choices. In other words, you might use a different probiotic if you're picking up an intestinal problem in foreign travel than you would if you had, for example, a urinary tract infection, or if you had just had to take an antibiotic, or you had some other health concern. And so this is a place where an integrative medicine physician could help you. But if you want to do it yourself, there's also a really lovely website called usprobioticguide.com, and they actually review the research, and they split it into general adult health, women's health, and pediatric health. So depending on what it is that you need to treat, you might choose a different product. And I think these can be very useful. They are still somewhat in their infancy. You know, we still just haven't fully figured out all of the different bacteria and when to use and for how long. But that's a good resource for folks.
How about a couple more do's and don'ts regarding gut health?
Yeah, well, here's a don't. I think we, as a society, take too many antibiotics. And don't get me wrong, antibiotics can be life-saving, and they're an amazing advance of Western medicine. However, sometimes we take them for viruses where they don't work.
Yep.
We just opt in a little too quickly. And when you take an antibiotic, you knock out sometimes all of the bacteria. So this can be a real blow to the gut microbiome when you take a medicine that essentially kills them off. So I think you want to be careful about taking antibiotics when it's truly necessary, but not when the indication isn't clear. A few do's. We mentioned already fermented food and fiber, eating lots of vegetables, drinking water. There are some funny ones like gardening and
really?
Getting your hands in the soil. Yes, that turns out to enhance the microbiome. Having a pet And especially a pet who lives in your home and maybe occasionally licks your face or is in your face, that also gives a more diverse microbiome. Elimination diets. You and I in the past have talked about that some people are just sensitive to particular foods. So, for example, people who are sensitive to dairy and then, you know, for some reason get some they don't expect, or they decide to indulge and have a big bowl of ice cream, that can make them feel terribly bloated, or it can lead them to experience diarrhea. And so it's really good to know the foods that just don't agree with you. And dairy is a common one. For some people, it can be gluten or maybe just wheat, soy, citrus, eggs, corn. These are other common food substances that people develop a sensitivity to. So they're not truly allergic. But when they go off, they go, oh, my goodness, that bloating I was having, it's gone. So as an example, if you like to go out with your friends and eat pizza and you notice that the day after you always feel crummy, well, it could be that pizza dough that's doing it to you.
And let's not forget about the connection between the gut and the brain and stress level. Huge impact on how we feel.
I couldn't agree more. So managing your stress, we have lots of ways we could do that, from exercise to meditation to breathing practices. And then the last thing I'd say is that physical activity. Again, most of us will have had the experience of feeling bloated or uncomfortable, and we go for a brisk walk and we feel right on target again.
I want to talk a little bit about, and folks may have heard about this in the news, the new home for the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine, part of the College of Medicine in Tucson. There was a groundbreaking recently. What's going on with all of that?
So this is so exciting for our center and a long time in coming. And I have to express my gratitude to the donors and philanthropists who made this happen. This is a fully donor-supported complex of buildings. There'll actually be three buildings. You won't be surprised to hear that we've called them the mind, the body, and the spirit. And they're going to be, yes, indeed, and they'll be surrounded by beautiful desert landscape gardens, with the idea that the whole place will embody integrative health and will enhance the folks who work there and also those from the community who come in to do programs. It'll enhance their physical health, their emotional well-being. We are super excited.
What is the time frame for this?
Well, the groundbreaking was last month, as you mentioned, but because there's a bit of a wait right now to get steel, you'll start to notice the real work happening in June, and then it will be 14 months until it's fully built.
As far as clinic possibilities for health consumers, will this be available for folks?
So your listeners may know that at the University of Arizona, we have to work with a partner, and that partner is Banner. This building will be focused on our educational programs, our research programs. We will offer spaces for people to come and gather, to meditate. It'll be a model of a post-COVID workplace, and a lot of features will be designed to help prevent spread of infections, but it will not be a clinic per se.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to coming over there and perhaps meditating with you.
How fabulous. I will be delighted to welcome you, Bill.
Dr. Victoria Mays, is always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Mays can be reached. You can learn more about her on her website, victoriamaysmd.com. Also, she has a Twitter presence. That's V Mazes, M-A-I-Z-E-S. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Dr. Mazes and my friend John, engineering and producing, it's Bill Buckmaster wishing you well. This Monday afternoon, we've got Dave Ramsey, his very popular show, coming up on money. Speaking of money, Shelley Fishman will conclude his three-week series of reports tomorrow from France. I'm sure he'll be talking about the big election The results are in on the French presidential election. Bill Buckmaster saying, have a great afternoon.